spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free. And things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the surrounding areas. This is Darkness Radio here every Saturday and Sunday nights from 9 p.m. to midnight. We are your home for Paranormal Talk Radio. I'm Dave Schrader, your host, sitting across the board from me, the lovely and talented Mr. Tim Dennis. Good evening, sir.
Hey.
How's the best co-host in the world doing tonight?
Oh, you flatter me.
I kind of do.
Aw.
Hey, man, we got a lot of cool, exciting little bits of news to share with our listening base here. First of all,
yeah, we do.
I want to thank everybody that came out to see the quarantine screening with Tim, Nicole, and I this last Thursday. Mm-hmm. Had a great time. As a matter of fact, we have Nicole and Q. We're going to be bringing her on in a second and talking about Quarantine, the movie. But we have some other neat stuff that's going on. First of all, I wanted to mention that on October 25th, come on out for the Anoka Halloween Parade. Tim and I are going to be in the parade.
Yeah.
We're going to be, I'm going to go dressed as you.
Oh, okay.
Why don't you come dressed as me?
Wow. It'll be fun to be chased by the women for a day. I think I might try that.
Oh, look at you. That's October 25th. It's at the Anoka, Halloween Parade. So come on out and join us for that. I wanted to make a quick mention about tonight's show too, Tim, because we were talking about it last week. We were going to have Robbie Thomas on tonight, the psychic medium. We're going to work on some cases. To have him try to work on some cold cases. He is filming, and they called him into production, so he apologizes for not being able to be with us tonight. He will, in fact, be with us next Saturday night, so we will be working on some cold cases. If you know of a family and law enforcement that would like to be a part of the show next week, you can reach out to Tim or I at dave@darknessradio.com or tim@darknessradio.com. Let us know. We are going to be having him work on the Jacob Wetterling case, and that, what's her name, Kaylee...
Yeah.
Jeez, my mind is blank. The little 3-year-old girl that's been missing. Nicole beat me up because she's been beating on me for this case to make sure that we mention it. And then there's a little boy that we're going to be working to try to help in Oklahoma as well. So we're open up for about 2 to 3 more cases, and we'll do that next week. We're also going to be having, check this out on the show, Tim. We have Jesse Marcel Jr. is going to join us. And for people that are not familiar, Jesse Marcel Jr. is the son of Jesse Marcel.
Pretty good detective
you like
work
that?
You did
yes,
there,
I,
sir.
Yeah. I know how to figure this stuff out all on my own.
I would have never figured that out.
Jesse Marcel was the first, one of the first military people called to the UFO crash site in Roswell. So, and
by the
son,
aliens?
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, pick us up, Jesse. We need a ride.
Oh, we're screwed.
And Jesse Marcel Jr. is also one of the witnesses to the actual scrap pieces of UFO that his father had. So, he's written books about how it's affected him. We're going to be talking to him in the next coming weeks as well. And hey, how would you like to spend my birthday with me?
Well, you know, I have a little something planned for you. It involved candlelight, a little cake, and a little bow, and I'll let you guess where the bow is.
Oh,
mister.
Stop it. November 22nd, I'm celebrating my big 4-1, Tim, and I'm going to be doing it in Mentone, Alabama.
We love the people of Mentone.
At the Mentone Inn, and we're going to be doing a ghost hunt there. I'm going to do a couple talks, one on the common sense approach to paranormal investigating and evidence review, and I'm also going to do a talk on angels, ghosts, and other theories of visitations. So if you're interested, it's only $25 to come spend the day there. There are rooms available at the Mentone Inn. It's a haunted hotel, and we're going to be doing ghost hunts there. If you're interested, you can give them a call at 800-455-7470. Again, 800-455-7470. And you can join us for that. And last couple of quick little mentions I just want to mention here. Our good friend Dan Masnick from Maz Tunes, who does all of our great graphics of the cartoon versions of Tim and I, and does all of our graphics for the events.
Mm-hmm.
He just had twins, his first two children.
Aww.
So let's welcome to the world the beautiful Masnick twins, Joseph and Catherine. Welcome to the world, guys. You have a great daddy, and Boy, you guys are in a lot of trouble.
Yeah,
he's
I'll
nuts.
Say.
No, and then, hey, Tim, I'm going to do this first time in 3 years. I'm going to make a call out to my children because this is the first time I'm on early enough on a Saturday they can listen to me.
Well, there you go.
So I've got my beautiful daughter, Pacey, and Ripley up listening, and Linus. And all right, guys, I mentioned your names on the air. I love you very much. Go to bed. Be good for the babysitter. All right, now we're going to go to the first call of the evening. We've got her all the way from some part of Minnesota that we won't mention because then she'll be stalked.
She's in the bunker.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show, Nicole Remini.
Wow, listen to that.
Good evening, Nicole. Boy, are you getting sick of seeing me and Tim yet?
God, are you kidding me? I love you.
Yeah, we saw you at the movie premiere, which was great, and then you went with me to Lisa Williams last night to see the great Lisa Williams do her psychic medium readings out at the Earl Brown Heritage Center in Brooklyn Park. And that was a great show, huh?
That was fascinating. I could have sat there for hours listening to her. I mean, talk about cold cases. How about that last reading that she
did? Yeah, that was great, Tim. You should have seen the, you know, she does, you know, I'm always skeptical of psychics and mediums, and she does a lot of the, you know, generic-y stuff like every psychic medium does. And then just when you start to question, you know, is there any reality to this, all of a sudden she throws in, she just starts nailing this murder case. And this whole family's just sobbing through the whole thing. And I'm not putting down the family, but it was just unbelievable that, you know, she was just nailing stuff left and right.
Oh, so. I even talked to my sister Leah today about it, who was just, she's like, I don't want to know anymore. I mean, she was freaking out.
Well, we're, also, here's some cool news, Timothy. Our little Nicole, she's going to be a TV celebrity here very soon. Did you know that? What is it, October 20th?
October 20th, I'm going to be on Showcase Minnesota, which is an NBC local show. And for those who are listening on the internet, you could actually go to Showcase Minnesota that day, and as soon as the show airs, the clip will be on the internet. So you can go and see everything that we do in regards to the top. We're going to cover the top five scariest movies that you've never seen but should see. That's what I'm going to be talking about.
Very cool. So that's Care 11, and that's October 20th, and it's Showcase Minnesota.
Showcase Minnesota.
Great. Yep. Now, we had the opportunity to host a screening the night before it opened up of the new horror movie Quarantine, and we'll each three weigh in on this because it's one of the few times all three of us get to see the movie together again. But so let me hear your official ratings on this movie. What did you think of Quarantine?
Well, I actually really liked it. I mean, for those who don't know what the movie is about, it is, I would say, probably one of the best Blair Witch ripoffs that I've ever seen. Because the movie is shot with one camera, so there's a lot of bumping and a lot of jumping around. If the camera falls, we fall with it. So basically, the premise is a young female reporter and her cameraman, they go on a ride-along with the L.A. Fire Department, and they end up in this building, which I thought was an amazing building, and being that I'm from L.A., I've never seen anything like it, but
that's because it was really filmed in Toronto, Canada, I think.
Yes, yay, Sony. So they basically go out on this ambulance call. They end up in this old apartment building, and they go to take care of this older woman who ends up is foaming at the mouth. She's growling. She's covered in blood in her white nightgown, and before you know it, she's eating people. So basically, that's the premise of the movie. There's a lot of people eating people, a lot of blood, a lot
people.
Of foaming at the mouth.
Eating people.
They're the yummiest people.
That's right. Yeah, so it's kind of a twist on a new, it's kind of a zombie genre movie. It's kind of like, I don't know, would you say it's kind of a cross between 28 Days Later,
right.
Night of the Living Dead, and then kind of a rabies movie, right?
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to give away what it was.
Well, they don't really say that that's the whole, the kick. They just say that it's like a derivation of, look at that. Did I even use that word correctly, Tim? Derivation?
Derivation is something where something comes from.
Wow, so I'm right. So a derivation.
So you are right.
I'm going to name my first kid Derivation.
Yes, Derivation Dennis. So, but it's a cool little twist.
The resident vet figures out what actually is going on. Needless to say, he doesn't live either. I mean, nobody's spared. I mean, 10-year-old kids eating their parents. My advice is absolutely see this movie. I thought they did a great job. And the lead actress, Jennifer Carpenter, she's from Dexter. She plays his sister.
Mm-hmm.
She does a phenomenal job, I thought, of being scared. I honestly, exactly. Like, I wanted to hit you almost the entire movie. Like, when she would scream at her cameraman to turn the light on when she was really scared in the dark. She's going, turn the light on, turn the light on. I wanted, like, to hit you, like, turn the light on. I really felt for her. I thought she really did a phenomenal job in the role she was given.
Now, I will say, too, and I'm not going to give away anything on this, but there is one of the coolest, and Tim, you could weigh in on this, huh? There is one of the coolest dispatches of a zombie ever in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Using the camera.
Yep.
It's amazing. Oh, gosh. There are some scenes.
Yeah, that is just awesome. We don't want to give any more away on it, but you just got to check it out. It is an awesome flick. Although I'm going to be, you know, I was worried because I don't want to tick off the movie companies that bring us in. But, you know, it's only fair. I want to play this. I love the movie. Mm-hmm. I think it was one of the scariest movies I've seen in a long time. I think it had a great premise, and I love zombie movies, so that was great. However, the one thing, the common thread between Blair Witch, Cloverfield, and this is, I don't know, as I get older, my delicate constitution just can't take all this jumpy
camera.
Well,
that's what I was going to say, and when you get my review, you'll see I said this, Advil and Dramamine. I absolutely recommend it before you go into this movie.
Yeah, I came out with a raging headache, and I was nauseous, and I just had the cold sweats because there's so much movement of the camera that detracts just a little bit from the movie. But the actual story and the way they put it all together is, I think, beautifully done. And it is probably one of the creepier movies I've seen. Now, Tim, we've had our chance. What did you think of it? I know you're more of the pacifist when it comes to these horror movies. What did you think?
Now that I've had a day or two to think about it,
uh-huh.
I liked it. But I'll tell you this much. As far as the acting goes, Nicole's right. Jennifer Carpenter is amazing. She goes from calm and collected to nervous breakdown throughout this movie and just goes the gamut as far as emotions go. The rest of the acting is your typical horror movie acting. I mean, there's not, you know. But for what it's worth, horror movies don't make me jump. This one made me jump a few times, which, you know, I give it props for that. And I really, although you guys didn't like the shakiness in it, I liked it because it made everything feel claustrophobic and tight.
Right, it did that. But it, for those of us, you know, I hope when they release the videos of these, like DVDs, what I would really love to see is shaky cam version, non-shaky cam version.
That'd be great.
So I could watch it because it's a great movie, but I can never watch it again.
Right. I can't ever watch it again, but if I did again, it would be Dramamine and Advil. And big, big thing, do not bring your kids to see this movie. It is not for kids. Like, my kid's even 12, and she's into scary movies. I would never in a million years take my kid to this movie.
Yeah, I agree with you. There was a couple parents.
A kid there, and the kid next to me left.
That's good.
The guy he was with took him out because this kid was terrified.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's not a movie for children. I'll definitely tell you that. It's a little too intense and, like Tim said, with the claustrophobic feel, it gets weird. Now, what the difference between this movie and Cloverfield and Blair Witch? Blair Witch, Cloverfield used actors that we'd never seen before because they were trying to give the realistic feel of it's just you're just catching this as it happens. This actually has some cool actors. A lot of those B-level celebrities that you see every movie, but you don't know their names. They had the gal from Dexter, as you said. They had I can't remember his name now. The vet, is from Ally McBeal.
Right,
he was Fish.
Yeah, he had the bad skin.
Greg Germain, I think his name is. Yeah. They had the chick from Heroes, whose eyes go black.
Oh, that's right. That's who she was from.
Right, and
Puerto Rican chick or something.
Right, then they had the mom of the little girl is the wife Judith from Two and a Half Men.
Yep.
So there's a bunch of cool actors, but you totally forget that they are who they are once you start watching it because it's just everybody plays their part so beautifully. But good movie. So out of, what would you say, if we're going to go with the new rating scale of how many lights you're going to leave on at night after you watch that movie, what do you think? 1 out of 5 lights.
I'm going to, I'll go as high as my first thought is a 5, but because of the fact that I wanted to vomit and I had a really bad headache, I'm going to go to a 4.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'll give it a 4. It would be 5 if I wasn't shaky cam.
Tim? Yeah, if I wasn't wanting to vomit and needing 5 Advil, I'd give it a 5.
Yeah. And Timothy?
I would go 3, simply because there are some very predictable parts in the movie.
Sure.
And it could have been, there could have been some more original points, some more original endings, put it that way, too.
There will be on the special edition DVD.
Yeah, but I give it 3.
Shakier and more nauseating than ever will be the new DVD version. Well, Nicole, thanks a lot for joining us. We'll have you back again next week, and we'll have a whole new movie to work with then.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
Thank you. And thank you all for tuning in. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We're going to be back with more with our guest, Adrian Lee, from our international news correspondent. I apologize. Adrian Lee, all the way from London, England. So stick with us. You're listening to Darkness Radio. Good evening. Welcome back to Darkness Radio. Hey, Tim, talking about horror movies, you and I are going to be out at the Minneapolis Indie Horror Fest.
Scaring people.
That's right. We're going to be out there. It's taking place on October 20th at 7 p.m. It's hosted by BBM&E and Cryptic Magazine and TV. It's an 18 and over event on October 20th at 7 p.m., also sponsored by Warner Brothers Home Video. They're going to be featuring three horrifying full-length features from Minnesota's Finest. General admission is 18 plus is $10, 21 and up is $8. If you come in costume, you can win new releases from Warner Brothers Home Videos, tattoos, comics, magazines, concert tickets, and more. Also, they'll be featuring shorts, Transylvania TV, Teddy Scares, those cool little teddy bears that are all monster looking, and Zombie Tofu will be there.
Ooh,
there's girls, ghouls, and monsters galore for one night of thrills, chills, and all-out Halloween fun. You can come out and be horrified, be terrified, all by Minnesota's best. The Rock Nightclub is hosting this as well. It's at 2029 Woodland Avenue in Maplewood, Minnesota. If you have inquiries about this, for ticket information, give them a call at 651-770-7822. Again, that's 651-770-7822. Come on out. Tim and I will be there. Maybe we can even drag Nicole out. You can come out, shake hands, say hi to us, and make another quick mention. Next weekend, October 18th and 19th, we are going to be at the Healthy Life Expo at the Hopkins Eisenhower Community Center. It's 1001 Highway 7 in Hopkins, Minnesota. You can come out there. There's all types of great panel discussions, a lot of great speakers going all day long. Tim and I will be at our table. For information, go to MediaMaxEvents.com. Again, that's MediaMaxEvents.com. That's October 18th and 19th at the Hopkins Eisenhower Community Center, the Healthy Life Expo. A lot of great metaphysical speakers and healers will be there, so I encourage you to come on out. And we're going to also be at Crypticon, which will be in the middle of November, and there'll be information at the Indie Horror Conference or Movie Fest as well on that. There's going to be a lot of great horror movie celebrities, including the great Tom Savini is going to be there. So hopefully you guys will come on out and join us for that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from England, joining us by telephone via his bed with his flashlight and his cup of tea.
Hey now.
Please welcome to the show, Mr. Adrian Lee. Good evening, Adrian.
Hi, Dave. Hello, America. How are you?
Doing great, buddy. Thanks a lot for calling in again to be with us this evening. Let's get right into it. What kind of stories do you have going for us this week?
Well, I was going to start, actually, by mentioning the fact that I was on an investigation last night. Do you know most people burn their candle at both ends? I'm actually taking a flamethrower to my candle at the moment. So, bearing that in mind, but I know you've been interested over the last few weeks of asking people to give you information about the ovulus and any experiences they have with that. I had quite an interesting experience myself with that last night on the investigation.
Well, please tell us about it.
Well, I was at the Luton Paranormal Society, and we was doing an investigation in an Edwardian building in a place called Letchworth. It was Letchworth Museum in Hertfordshire in England. And due to the nature of the building and the fact it's so old, if you walk anywhere around the building, it creaks, and you can hear it throughout the whole of the building. So we set up various teams throughout the night in various rooms, but obviously we couldn't walk around too much because you're then contaminating other people's evidence around the building. So I had the ovulus, and I'm sat there with one of the team leaders. And the ovulus, as you know, has a dowsing device on it.
Right.
And it picks up the EMF. So I'm sat there on the floor with all my equipment around me and a colleague, and we saw that the ovulus was saying that there was EMF activity to the right of us. And obviously we couldn't go and explore that and go and walk to that. So I actually asked out loud if it could actually come to us. And I don't know if you remember that scene from Aliens where they've got a tracking device on one of the aliens. They can see it getting closer and closer and closer right. on their equipment. But we actually felt it getting closer and closer and closer. And then at that moment, both sets of lights came up on the ovulus to say it was on top of us. And there was a real change in temperature. I mean, it dropped, 10 degrees instantly.
Wow.
And then it actually touched. It was Stephanie was one of the team leaders next to me. Actually touched her on the back of the hand. And she couldn't believe that. And I said, well, ask to do it again. And she said, can you touch me again? And it touched her twice after she asked it. So I thought it was quite interesting that we used the ovulus in a way that it came to us as opposed to us going to it, if you like.
Oh, very cool. And again, if you're interested in the ovulus, not only does it do a dowsing method, but it also has voice. It's got a phonetic voice. It's got actual speaking voice. It's got a bunch of great different deals, including a yes and no mode. You can get that and the Paranormal Puck by visiting our sponsor at ghostshop.com. Again, that's ghostshop.com. Check that out. And if you've had experiences with the ovilus, we're going to be asking for your evidence, especially if you've recorded some of the things that are going on with the ovilus. Get back to us with that. You can send information if you want to be a part of the show and talk about that to dave@darknessradio.com. And Adrian, here's an interesting story I'll mention for you as well.
Yeah.
You know how the box and the Shack Hack and the Frank's box seems to call out the name Seth quite a bit.
That's right. Yeah, it's a continual theme, isn't it?
Right. Well, what we're actually going to do, we're working on having on the show here, you know, Seth is actually this channeled character, a universal channeled character that was quite famous many years ago. There's papers that were written about him and many channeling sessions, and there's actual recorded audio out there. So we're going to be talking about Seth. We're going to be talking about this, and we're going to be delving into it also with Bill Chappell, the creator of the ovilus, and seeing what his thoughts and weigh in on this is. Here's another cool mention for you, too. Anybody that's attending the Stanley gets to see something pretty cool. Tim, I didn't even mention this to you. You know, a lot of skeptics out there are questioning the ovilus, and they think that Bill has added words that he's not admitting to.
Okay.
He's going to break down the ovilus in front of people and give people the chance to see every one of the code so they can see every word that's in the ovilus themselves.
Hmm.
And he's going to show people all the internal dynamics of how this works so that there is no question that he's faking or preloading them with words that he says are not part of the dictionary.
Okay.
So that's kind of an interesting deal. So if you're attending our Stanley event, Bill Chappell will be there doing that. So where are we off to next? Well, actually, you know, let's take our first break here real quick, Adrian. We'll come back, and then we'll get into the news for the night. Is that okay with you?
Yep, not a problem at all, sir.
All right, great. Well, stick with us. You guys, you're listening to Darkness Radio. Good evening. Welcome back to Darkness Radio. Hey, join us out for our first annual Halloween bash. Tim, myself, Adrian, Nicole, Bree, Susan, the whole crew is going to be out there. We're going to be there on Halloween. You can join us out there for the free party. Come on out and be a part of it with us. It's at the Palmer House in Sauk Center, Minnesota. For all the information and for phone numbers for local hotels in the area, so if you drink, you don't have to drive, look at our website at darknessevents.com. And if you'd like to join us on any of our other trips, keep checking our website at darknessevents.com. We've got the Waverly trip coming up in May, and we've got the awesome UFO Yseti Ranch trip coming up in August 2009. I hope that you'll join us. And for tonight's show, just to make a quick mention, Robbie Thomas, the psychic, will not be on tonight as we originally had planned. We will have him back next Saturday, and we will be working on those cold case files. Tonight, Tim, we're delving into the darkness that truly is Disneyland.
Oh, boy.
Exactly. Can you believe it? The name of the book is Latitude 33, Key to the Kingdom, and it's an investigation into the arcane science of hermetic engineering of Disneyland. It's an interesting book, an interesting read with Walter Bosley, so stay tuned for the top of the hour. We'll be back. Right now, though, we're going to go to Mr. Adrian Lee out in England. Adrian, where are we going off to tonight with our first news story?
Right, Dave, let's start our section on the bizarre and strange, the short boat trip across the English Channel to the land of windmills and tulips. Police in Holland are searching for a man who tricks women into letting him into their homes and then strips off in front of them. The man's usual tactic is to get the women to take pity on him by claiming to have fallen from a tree or lost a contact lens. He's using some of your best lines there, Dave, isn't he?
Well, keep it cool. I don't want everybody knowing my pickup lines.
Fair enough. If the women offer to help him or invite him into their homes, he then proceeds to remove his clothing. So far, the man has always left as soon as he has been asked to have stopped stripping. Police say the man who rides a bike has surprised a number of women around the region of 20, an actor hawk. I mean, I'm not surprised he's surprised a number of women, because riding a bike naked, I mean, that's a daring escape at high velocity right there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I mean, that could almost be hypnotic in some strange kind of way.
Maybe in your world, Adrian, not in mine.
Funny enough, when you mention it, Adrian, women ask me to stop stripping, too. So it's and I kind of just do that at random.
Yeah. You haven't been in Holland recently, no?
Well, maybe. As far as you know.
Where are we off to next?
Well, moving stealthily and unseen to the bottom of the earth, police in New Zealand are searching for a man who has been surviving on dog biscuits whilst lost in the bush. The 8-year-old went missing with his dog in the Abel Tasman National Park after hunting. Hamish Sidwell Stodders tried to call police on his mobile phone, but the call was cut short when the batteries went flat. He told police he'd been living off of dog biscuits that he had with his pet. Police say they do not know where he is missing, and they don't know where he lives. And what equipment he had taken into the bush, they don't know what he's got with him or anything, or where he is now. So they're still looking for him. But Mr. Stothers could also have landed himself on the wrong side of the law, because you're not actually allowed to walk your dog in the national park. So when they do track him down and find him, I suspect he's in for a bit of a fine there. But police are still searching for him at the moment. But I'm sure when they do find him, he'll have bright, healthy teeth and a nice, shiny, long coat, I suspect.
Yes, and I think a sated stomach and no dog. What do you think that means?
I've heard the dog could be very greasy, to be honest, so I'm not sure he wants to go down that road.
Well, Tim's in eating some dog right now, aren't you? A little Vietnamese cooking in there for you?
Chinese, yeah.
Good deal. All right, where are we off to next, Mr. Lee?
Well, keeping with all themes food-related, with the credit crunch kicking in, shoppers will be relieved to hear that cost-cutting effective steak, or an alternative to steak, is now available for creating classic meat dishes. The Testicle Cookbook was published this week and has been hailed as the world's first testicle recipe collection and includes testicle pizza. I don't know if that's something you've ever had there, Dave.
No, I haven't had the pleasure quite yet.
One drunk a night in college.
Yes.
I know they do waffle pizza in this country because I heard a radio advertising that they do liver. That's some of my best material. How dare you?
Oh, my goodness.
It says they do battered testicles as well. I don't know if you've ever experienced battered testicles.
Well, again, when I was a teenager and going through puberty, I did.
I played football for 8 years.
Yes.
I'm sure there's a Dutchman riding around on a bike that's experienced that at some point. But it says, and if counting the pennies isn't enough of a reason to indulge in this delicacy, testicles are also renowned for their libido-boosting properties. They're rich in testosterone, and they're believed to be a powerful aphrodisiac, especially in some countries like Serbia and China. This was an e-book, so you can actually download this. It's available for download from the internet. Comes with handy video guides showing the author actually peeling the skin off and slicing them into bite-sized chunks. But the interesting thing for me is that one of the first recipes out of this book, the first instruction is, it says, wash testicles thoroughly for 30 to 45 minutes for testicle pie. Is this why men spend so long in the shower, do you think? I mean, that's 20 minutes on each one almost.
Goodness. Oh, Adrian. So, the news of the weird is getting weirder every week.
Do I even need to state that testicles makes its own sauce?
Yes.
All right.
No, that's...
I have noticed that things have got very strange recently.
Yes. People are beating each other with sausages, and now we've got testicle pie. I think it's time to move on to the next third of our stories. Where are we off to now?
Okay. Sticking with the subject of washing, in Harare, a Zimbabwean soccer player drowned in a crocodile-infested river during a ritual to cleanse his team of bad spirits before a match. I mean, I'm guessing those spirits didn't want him to play, so they drowned him. He obviously wasn't playing very well. Unnamed sources are saying about 16 players from the second division side Midland Portland Cement were told to swim in the Zambezi River in the resort close to Victoria Falls ahead of a soccer match on Sunday. By the way, it probably wouldn't be a good idea to go swimming if you're into the paranormal and so on. If you've actually got a football team with the name Cement in its name, yes. Probably wasn't a good omen, was it?
No, probably not a good plan.
No, the technical team director told the players to get into the river so they could be cleansed of bad spirits. A local police commander, Peter Rodzi, said that after the swim, the other players had noticed that one of the team was missing. The area where the team was swimming is prohibited as the current is too strong, and the river is also infested with crocodiles and hippos. I mean, belief in the power of spirits is widespread in Zimbabwe and many African countries. Haven't I seen you bathing down by the banks of the Mississippi by the just before a show to get all those evil spirits off of your body, Dave?
No, that would be Tim, because I'm too afraid of wildlife. I don't like wildlife at all.
Really?
It frightens me, and laying out by the Mississippi is just not my plan of fun. How about you, Tim?
Critters is furry.
Well, remind Tim that it's at least 35 to 40 minutes of that washing if he's going to go down there. That's 20 minutes on each.
All right, where are we off to next, sir?
Well, we're going to be staying in Africa. Maasai herdsmen in Kenya turned to an age-old contraceptive device. They're actually putting condoms, or ollas, onto goats to protect their herds, and due to the ongoing drought. The condom is made from a cowhide or a square piece of plastic and is tied around the belly of the male goat. It prevents the bucks from mating with the female goats. The herdsmen are using this device to limit the goat population and ensure there are not too many animals grazing on sparse vegetation. We don't want to breed in this drought, said Mr. Oli Kipometo, a goat owner in the Kajiado district. The area, which is about 50 miles from the capital, Nairobi, has received insufficient rainfall, making the landscape barren and forcing residents to move from place to place in search of pasture and water. In the Maasai community, livestock are often people's only asset and sole means of survival. He says, we tie this hide under the belly of the buck for 3 months. After that, we remove it, and then they can breed in November when the short rains come. But this rectangular piece of cowhide is passed over the buck's head and over its front legs, and it's secured under the belly with a rope or piece of elastic. I was wondering if the female goat had any say in this at all. I don't know. She might not be that kind of goat. I don't know. I mean, it seems a very bizarre thing to do. It says those who do not use it could actually face a hefty fine if their bucks are found to be guilty of impregnating another herder's doe. Oh, but early trials have seen flavoured condoms to be the most popular, with grass coming out on top.
Oh, my God, Adrian, you need severe help.
Does this not raise the old age question of when it's appropriate to bring up the topic of contraception? I mean, would you mention that whilst you were down by, you know, chatting by the watering hole, or perhaps later in the evening when you're grazing in a pasture, or do you actually wait till you get back to a stable? What do you think? I mean, that's a dilemma, isn't it?
That it is. And I also think it's time for our last break of this hour. You're listening to Darkness Radio. We'll be back with more international news, and I promise there's ghosts and UFOs to be spoken about next, folks. You're listening to Darkness Radio. Good evening. Welcome back to Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Join me on my birthday, November 22nd, out at the Mentone Inn in Mentone, Alabama. Come on out. We're going to do a couple of talks, and we'll get a chance to ghost hunt this very haunted hotel. For more information and tickets, 800-455-7470. Again, 800-455-7470. November 22nd in Mentone, Alabama. Tickets are only $25. You can call and get your tickets now. We're going to go back to our international news correspondent, Mr. Adrian Lee. All right, Adrian, let's get into the weird world of the paranormal now. What's going on around the world?
We can certainly do that. The British government actually released some very exciting documents this week. Secret documents have revealed the Ministry of Defence have been studying the paranormal and other unexplained scientific phenomena for the use in the war against terror. The newly released files show that just after 9/11, the Ministry of Defence conducted research projects into psychics with the possibility that they could use them to locate terrorist cells. The freedom of information has led to this disclosure of top-secret Ministry of Defence documents, which show the government has been looking seriously at fringe sciences. We can assume they didn't want us to know about it, as the documents are marked secret, UK eyes only, which is in fact one of the highest classifications used by the MOD, Ministry of Defence. One study into the phenomenon of psychics, or remote viewing, as the MOD call it, was secretly commissioned only a month after the New York terror attacks. A questionnaire was sent to psychics, none of whom knew this was an MOD project, and it was probably disguised as an academic study. But in the documents, there are hints of small breakthroughs. Testers asked psychics to identify a series of hidden images, including a wine glass and a picture of Mother Teresa. And the files revealed the psychics may have actually accessed some of the features of this target, of these images, and then it was later discussed that they were thinking about recruiting one or two of these psychics after they got this right to go after sensitive targets. The next part of the study has been blacked out, but coming so close to 9/11, it would perhaps suggest that the terrorists were in fact the targets for this. And it's been well known that the police forces have used psychics for many years, but to the extent of this, the government and the MOD, it isn't known whether they, you know, how much they delve into this. But it transpires that the defence intelligence staff have also been dabbling in other fringe sciences. These include exotic propulsion systems and even the possibility of using energy fields to modify people's behaviour, hinting at the exploration of mind control. Much of the research is actually contracted out to defence corporations run by the ex-military, which means that the MOD can actually get around the Freedom of Information Act. Huh. But some recently privatised UK defence research organisations have been going into research into things like invisibility and looking at anti-gravity systems. But also, and this survey has come up this week, also shows that 88% of people in the UK didn't know their government actually had fringe science projects, and 77% thought that it was perhaps a waste of money. But having said that, I mean, if we took that particular view, that it was a waste of money, we probably would never have developed things like the aeroplane and the rocket. You know, there are always people in history saying that things are impossible, but yet we've done them anyway. So perhaps they're not so crazy to kind of look into this. But I thought it was interesting that it's been released, and it actually shows the government have an interest and have units actually looking into these things and are doing tests for that.
Wow, very cool. But so how did this leak out? Who's leaking this stuff, Adrian?
It's not leaked. The Freedom of Information Act actually requires the government to release these documents after a set period of time to the public. So they're not being leaked. Anything that is still delicate or still being used is blacked out. But you can actually fill in the gaps if you're fairly educated as to where they're going with it. But all this information is basically released from the government due to the Information Act, the European Information Act. So it's all there to be looked at. They can't. Everything's transparent now, in effect, unless it's obviously sensitive to the country's security.
Right.
And obviously they felt that wasn't an area that would be sensitive to UK and Europe, so they're happy to release that.
All right, very cool. Where are we off to next?
Well, moving into the far north of Britain this time, scientists have met for an alien summit. The origins of life in our galaxy and the search for alien life outside our solar system was at the forefront of discussions by experts in Edinburgh this week. The scientists gathered at Edinburgh's Royal Observatory for this year's annual workshop, and it ran from Wednesday to Friday this week. And members of the public heard about some of the research they're doing in this year's public talk, Are We Alone? I have a guess, Dave, how many planets they've now discovered actually outside our own solar system. Any idea?
10,000.
10,000.
I don't know. There's got to be, right? I mean, they can see outside of the...
Yeah, there are. I would suggest there probably is that many planets, but ones they've actually noted and they've actually got confirmation of.
Four.
There's over 300 at the moment outside our own solar system. So these are ones that they've actually plotted and they're actually sure of. The problem lies in the fact that these planets have to be so large because it's such a long way away that they're missing all of the smaller planets and they're having to pick up the larger ones. So I think your guess is probably right, but the ones they've actually registered and they're actually aware of and actually have names for, is around 300 at the moment. They're actually known as exoplanets, and they're likely to be discovered with the completion of instruments that are currently in the process of being developed. There's one called Scuba 2, which is a camera to detect dust from the earliest phases of the formation of galaxies. And in the near future, the James Webb Space Telescope is being built, which is actually an orbiting telescope, and it's hoping to catch the first light that was actually created in the universe. So I thought that was quite an interesting study and quite an interesting talk that took place in Edinburgh this week.
Tim, I hear that one camera that was made for the dust was made by the guy that made the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's actually put a ball on the camera so that way he can get into all the nooks and crannies.
He can get into corners.
That's right, and underneath all the carpets on these planets as well.
Exactly.
That's great. All right, Adrian, we got about time for one more good one. What do you got left for us?
I can do that for you. There was an actual UFO sighting in Australia this week that I thought I'd like to read to you.
Please.
Three station workers and three backpackers have been left stunned after witnessing strange lights flying over a remote station in the Northern Territory's outback in Australia. The three workers were sitting on their pergola at Makati Station with three European backpackers when a bright light appeared. Mr. Arlett, 58, said they were all stunned by this bizarre sighting. This strange light was seen coming straight for them over the top of a house. He says, as we walked outside, we were watching it come towards us, and then it went straight to the east and faded out. Mr. Arlett, who has lived at the station in the north of Tennant Creek for 8 years, said he couldn't believe his eyes. As the light approached, he says it was a very strange thing that he saw, and he'd never seen anything like it. And he actually said that the three European backpackers were still in shock. He said they were sitting there watching it for an actual couple of minutes, and they could actually see it coming towards them, but he's absolutely convinced it wasn't an aeroplane, and it made absolutely no noise whatsoever, was perfectly quiet. He said you couldn't hear anything. And then he said the light returned the very next evening and did exactly the same thing, but actually came from the opposite direction. So I thought that was quite an interesting sighting in Australia there, and it was seen by six people.
Very cool. Now, let's make a quick mention again, Adrian, that we're going to be out next week at the Healthy Mind, what is it, Tim, the Body Health and Mind Expo?
Healthy Life Expo, I believe, right?
Right, you're right. I'm sorry. My mind is melting down quickly. It's the Healthy Life Expo, October 18th and 19th. And Adrian's going to join us, Tim. He's going to come in for one of the days and sit with us at the table and meet people and say hi. So if you guys are interested in meeting international correspondent Adrian Lee, come on out to the Hopkins Eisenhower Community Center. What was that?
Wow, I don't know. Are you joking?
My oxygen flow there. But
can you breathe?
October 18th and 19th. You can get information by going to MediaMaxEvents.com. Hey, Adrian, you going to come out with us to that horror movie, Horror Fest as well on Monday the 20th?
I can certainly do that for you. Was you hyperventilating at the thought of me sitting next to you in the studio?
I'm a little, I get worked up easily around you.
So, there's going to be lots of European man hugs.
Yes, very cool. Well, thanks a lot for the news this week. We'll get back with you again next week, Adrian.
As always,
it's great speaking with you, sir. You guys stay tuned. You're listening to Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We've got a lot of great things coming up. As a matter of fact, we're going to be joined by author Walter Bosley in a little bit, talking about Latitude 33, Key to the Kingdom, an investigation into the arcane science of hermetic engineering of Disneyland. Tim, I knew this place was evil.
I knew it too.
We're going to be back talking about that and more. We'll be taking your calls tonight, 800-270-5560, 800-270-5560, or you can give us a call locally at 651-989-5855 if you have questions for our guest. We'll be back with more Darkness Radio right after the top of the hour break. You're listening to the home of the best paranormal talk radio on the air, 100.3 K-Talk.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.